We will be encouraged by the way that the innocence of the, you might say, the ones young in the faith or the ones young on this walk will be violated in creating the older patriots to rise up, even the Hollywood celebs, as we mentioned, the various segments with a real friendly demeanor and a commitment to endurance, staying remote where possible, behind the scenes, but ever moving the ball forward over the next days and weeks. They will be supported by various and many miraculous moves of God with heaven behind them that will defy all probabilities. Probabilities don't enter in here as to the likelihood of whether or not Trump will be vindicated, unseated. And the bringing to light of the corruption, the rot in the wood, the stench below the surface in American politics and fabric of society will not only go back one generations, but two in the cities that have had corrupt dealings at this level and beyond. And as it happens, the ones that rushed to get on the new victory bandwagon under the ingratiating favor of the Biden ticket, they will as quickly depart and fold up their chairs, metaphorically, and leave as the courts rule in favor. Because ultimately, God's going to use the patriots in the court system. And the liberals will flee. They will fragment and fly away, as it were. They will run. And with it, the role of the Bible will emerge. Its profile will rise up. People will look to it and talk about it more and more, even as the wrath of the Lord will create a new fear in the right people, and they will see the need of what God has had to do with the cleansing of this society. We are going to receive bitter criticisms, and it'll hurt, but we need a patient endurance, hupomene as it is in Greek. And those who have God's reality will be shown to be real, powerfully real, and God will support heroes like in the old days of the judges. Isaiah chapter 41, and I'll be reading from verses 8 through 24, have no particular predictor prophecy associated with them. They speak of moral truths that happen anytime and every time that God's calendar executes, as we're going to see in our day. Israel, the one that's got it together, that's God's servant. Jacob, with all of our flaws, but the one with the promise, whom I have chosen, as his name moves from his covenantal name to his earlier name. Descendant of Abraham, my friend, we look at today's news through the lens of the history of God's people, the one people of God, with our heritage going all the way back here to Abraham, Israel, Jacob. God has chosen them. He will not abandon this. That's in verse 8 of Isaiah 41. In verse 9, you whom I have taken, oh, and God has followed through all the way from the ends of the earth. He's called from the remotest parts, and this will go international in the reviving of God's people, particularly starting with the Latino people and their exemplary commitment to collecting knowledge of the scripture, then moving all the way across throughout the Mideast significantly, all the way to Russia and back. I'm not leaving any parts out there included as well. From the remotest parts, verse 9, of the earth, he has said to you, well, you as you are my servant, as I've chosen you, I've not rejected you. God's remnant will prevail. They will not be abandoned. So do not fear, for I am with you. Oh, with you, I am actively to produce something. Emphatic in the Hebrew text. Do not anxiously look about you. You know, whatever CNN or Fox News or CBS News or anything like that is doing. Don't be anxiously looking about you or Washington, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Oh, so much so you're not going to believe the changes. I will surely help you in this most intimate way. I will uphold you. Consider it done with my righteous right hand, his offensive hand that he acts with in an aggressive, offensive way on the offense. In verse 11, behold, all those who are angered at you, oh, we're going to get a lot of that in our ear, chafing our ear, they will be ashamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing. Be sure of this, they will perish. In verse 12, you will seek those who quarrel with you, but will not find them. Those who war with you, why? Because they'll be as nothing, as though non-existent, the way God's going to work this out. So in verse 13, for I am your God. This is the controlling principle behind it all. Yahweh has interests here. Our enforcer, Elohim, who upholds, he follows through to his word. He doesn't miss our right hand as we come forward in the moral majority. Do not fear. I will help you. Oh, he, and he alone in a unique way, emphatic. Verse 14, don't fear, you warm Jacob, you men of Israel, how lowly you feel. We are helpless by ourselves. I, emphatic, will help you, declares the Lord. And your Redeemer, he knows how to buy it back, is the Holy One of Israel, our heritage. Behold, I have made you, verse 15, a new sharp threshing edge. Whoa, you can't stop that. With double edges, you can't stop that. You're going to pound and thresh and separate, like with the mountains, and pulverize them, what seems to be immovable. You'll make the hills like chaff. You will winnow them, and the wind will carry them away. God's storm will scatter. He's going to follow through. He's going to scatter them. And you, however, in contrast, will rejoice in the Lord. You will find all the benefits in the Holy One of Israel. The afflicted and the needy, they'll be seeking water constantly. They won't find it in the Democratic program or any political program in itself. With their tongue parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will respond to them myself personally as the God of Israel. I will not forsake them. He'll do the impossible in verse 18. Where rivers are not up high, he'll open. And that will flow all the way down into the valleys as a runoff effect in the favor of his program. What's a wilderness will become a refreshing pool of water. The dry land that's barren will become like fountains of water irrigating it. Yes. So in verse 19, I will put the cedar in the wilderness where you would never expect it. The acacia and the myrtle and the olive tree I will place. The juniper even in the desert, together with the box tree and the cypress. All these things that we need for building to protect the liberties of the remnant and where God is taking his church. Oh, the result is that they may see and recognize that there'll be a considering, a gaining insight by those who are humble under the hand of the Lord, verse 20, to follow the Holy One of Israel who has created this and it can't be stopped. So God challenges the newly declared residents of Washington and all who would present your case, all who would come against his plan. Go ahead and present your case. Make it thoroughly. Make it seem so believable to the public. Bring forward with all of your stuff, your strongest arguments. But this is what the King of Jacob says, the King over we, the church, who are weak in ourselves. Go ahead and let them bring forth. Let them do their stuff and to declare us what they think is going to take place. Even in after the first of the year with the inauguration. Oh, no, 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 no. As for the former events, declare what they were that we may consider them and know their outcome. You can't do it, you guys. You can't announce what is coming. Declare the things that are going to come afterward that we may know that you are strong one like God's. Go ahead, God gives the invitation, as it were. it'll come to nothing. Verse 23, rather do good or evil that we may anxiously look about and fear together. Behold, the opposers are of no account. Your work amounts to nothing. He who chooses you is an abomination. And it goes on. So all under the hearing of my voice today, look to the scriptures that in turn direct you to the living God. This is what matters. The news, as God has proclaimed it, will perform it. And we will see through the lens of the church, not the constant batterings of the media, because that's what matters. If you've been in a time where your fruit bearing has been low and COVID is being used of God to rock you into an alertness, be aware that no one can be neutral. You need, like I do, to run to the Savior and embrace Him the way Jacob became Israel when he hung on to them at River Penuel. Because if we don't, our hearts will harden, our eyes will become blinded, we will lose permanently the capacity to turn and to embrace God. So while there is time and while the grace of God is flowing, respect the Word of God, come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, be on His team, our Lord God Savior, Jesus Christ, crucified and risen.